Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. Dennis Carter's with us this morning. We're going to talk about the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. It's just off of Highway 71 there in Audubon County. You've seen the signs. You may have seen the brick structures up there on the hill, but have you gotten an up-close look at some of the things they have to offer? It's one of those treasures here in our backyard, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Dennis, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
You bet. Hey, you have a special interest in making sure that the Nathaniel Hamlin Park and the museum complex up there all stays in great shape. It's family for you.
Oh, yes, it is, Jim. I'm actually the first settler in Audubon County was Nathaniel Hamlin, and he would have been my great-great-grandfather, and I've kind of taken it under my arms to keep this thing going. My great-aunt, Nathaniel Hamlin would have been her grandfather, really did a lot of work. Claire McInnish, I want to mention her name. She's kind of the lady that kept these museums going. And actually, now I'm kind of taking over and really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's a neat connection that family is able to continue on with the history and tradition. And it's not just family tradition and family history. This is kind of the history of Audubon County, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had a lot of people in Audubon County get some of their old, their antiques, their thrashing machines, their rakes, their tractors. They donate to the museum. I mean, we're busting with artifacts. So, and people come. A lot of them say, "Boy, I didn't know this was here." But I mean, they come. They really enjoy it.
You bet. Talk a little bit about what folks will find when they stop up to the Nathaniel Hamlin Park.
When you come in, actually outside, we're usually got the outside open, don't cost anything. Kind of one of our big things that people like to see are the elk. We have elk there. We got a male, a female, and we got a little baby elk. A lot of people come up to see them. And on the artifacts, we've got the iron shop. This is put together by a lot of guys donated some of the old equipment when they had a welding shop. And a big draw is the one-room schoolhouse. And we got like a book in there that shows all the people in Audubon County kind of went to certain one school houses. Some of these people, you know, that's their mom and dad or their grandparents. Another one is the antique barn. And Jim, there's tractors and there's actually all kinds of washing machines. I mean, all artifacts down there. But the big thing now is carriage. On the Stewart family that had, it was a Studebaker carriage. It was new in 1895, and a family bought that on an auction in 76, and the people that bought it donated it back to the museum here in 2020. So it's one of our star things to see in the antique barn. And then, of course, we have the poorhouse up above, the big brick house. Actually do charge people to go through there. We got, we got a lot of things we got to pay for, and we got a veterans room. I mean, we got quilting room, and we also got a room that kind of put together. It's got where Nathaniel and Nathaniel's wife, Margaret, picture of them, bedroom. And it's got some of my relatives. We got some books there. We got a sitting room. Some ladies that really worked hard to put that together. Just beautiful. And we got a baby room where there's like carriages and a lot of these little push carriages for babies, they're antiques. There's collections. There's a guy who collected pencils. There's a lot to see there downstairs. I mean, there's a kitchen set up kind of like 1890s setup.
Wow. It sounds like it's constantly been growing with different items that have been donated over time.
It has. We've got a couple good people that, we got some gals there that really can think. I mean, we put some stuff together, kind of change it around because, like I said, we had last year opened up. We had like a Christmas come see the old house. Christmas time is a couple houses uptown. We had a huge crowd, actually ran out of tickets. And they couldn't believe how that's what I was here about 20 years ago, but sure don't. We changed it. It looks beautiful there, Jim. So really proud of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, tell me about the mural.
Oh, that's right. Down the antique barn, Cam Ross, originally from Audubon, actually his boys still do some artwork. And anyway, Camrod put this mural together. It's cattle industry, and it's from the candle. It's from Roundup to a family table mural. He made it for the Manning sale barn up there, and the sale barn closed down in 2 years, and they brought it down here and set it up in this antique barn. It's just beautiful. Sam Ross was quite a artist, or could do a lot of artwork, and actually his boys will still do some work for us. They'll put up some designs for our coffee cups and our shirts. The Ross family has done a lot for the Hamlin Park.
Excellent. Folks can enjoy that along with some of the other things too. I know the area is kind of developed up there a bit too. There's a hiking area there, correct?
Elder, we got a trail. We got a couple trail people come out and walk the trail. I've got to do a little work on that. Of course, we had a couple of them derechos come through, and then a lot of trees are down, and we're getting closer, so they'll be all the way open. Turkeys, deer, whatnot can be found back there. A lot of people, it goes over a mile and back in the timber there. A lot of people like to go through there. Birds, we got bird houses out. The kids that in 4-H and FFA put up a bunch of bird houses. So we're bringing in some songbirds and everything. And actually, there is a cemetery up there. Actually, there's a pet cemetery, and there's an Indian cemetery up there marked off. So we found out it used to be the Meskwaki Indians would stop there every year and do their hunting trips through there. And, of course, the old saying, the old Indians were buried up there. And we found out there's more than just 3 or 4 graves. It could be up to 15 graves, which is kind of spooky, but that's the way it is. But anyway, that's kind of a draw. And
yeah, this part of the country, we find that sometimes with some of those settlers' graves, too. The Mormon Trail, or the Mormon Trek across the continent saw a lot of small cemeteries pop up in different places, and we've seen a lot of development around those kinds of things, too, as people are interested in that kind of history.
Well, you mentioned the Mormons. They did stop on their way out west, and a lot of times been actually around the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. And actually, they named the Bluegrass Grove up there, and actually the Bluegrass Creek, it all comes because they spilled a lot of bluegrass when they were there. I think they did it by mistake. Some of their sacks of grain was left there, and that's why we got the bluegrass creek and then the bluegrass timber there. So, the Mormons and then and the Meskwaki Indians back then. And Nathaniel Hamlin, the park is not where he built his log home, but it's after him. I mean, he was the first settler. A lot of history about the Nathaniel Hamlin family, and we're always finding something different when he first came here. He was the supervisor, the treasurer, the county. He was the county seat. It was like him and another family did all that. And actually, he's talking about a lot of times, a lot of wolves and bears back then, you know what I mean, and deer and elk. So a lot of history.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and despite the fact that it's got a ton of local history to it, and it's been here, obviously, for a very long time, it's still surprising that there's some folks from the area that just haven't checked it out.
Well, a lot of people, and maybe this year with gas being high, maybe they'll say, let's just go down to Nathaniel Hamlin instead of go, you know, so far and so, you know. There's a lot to do there. Like I say, there's a lot of things you can see. You got a hiking trail, got the elk, and there's a lot of good times. We also have a meeting hall we open up too. The elk, we've been keeping the elk shed their antlers in the end of March, and we probably got 20 sets of them in the meeting hall, which is kind of cool. You can go and see how big these big old elk antlers are, and.
Wow.
Actually, I've had a lot of guys come in and say they go out to Colorado or whatever to hunt elk, and they always come down and see what ours look like. Oh, that's what I've been hunting for 3 years. I haven't got one yet, but I just wanted to see a buck like. So.
Wanted to finally see one.
yeah, that's what I missed.
Very good. Well, admission, if you'd like to get in, check it out, is very reasonable. And Dennis, you've got some hours set up for folks to come by this summer season and be able to visit. Tell them about that.
Yeah, right now we're just open on Friday and Saturday from 1 to 4. And we got, if anybody actually wants to call ahead, if you have a larger group, you can call the Audubon County Tourism at 712-563-2742. And that'll set that up. You go through the house, and it's well worth it. It's donations, but usually we charge $5. On all the stuff outside there, the antique barn and the iron shop, one school house is free. So there's picnic tables there. You can come out for a picnic, and you can look at, see the elk and go up the trail. So we're going to be open an extra couple days after the county fair, probably on a Wednesday or Thursday, but kind of call ahead to see for sure when we set it up.
All right, very good. Easy to find. It's well marked. You can actually see some of that from the highway off of Highway 71 there in Audubon County, the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. If you've driven by many times and haven't stopped in to check it out, it's worth the time. And, of course, the cost you're going to incur for that isn't very much either. But it does help to continue the project forward. And, Dennis Carter, we appreciate so much you keeping not just family history alive, but, you know, Audubon County history alive and giving folks a chance to experience that firsthand.
Oh, you bet. You know, I appreciate you, calling me, and we can talk about it. You know, some of these people, they see it, but they don't stop. You know what I mean? And anyway, great. You know, we get some advertisement out there. Appreciate it.
You bet. Now's the time to swing on by.